series of messages. Again, happy Mother's Day, and the Word of God is good on any day. Amen. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. And were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto him, I go a fishing. They said unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, Children, have you any meat? And they answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. The other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish lay thereon, and bread. Jesus said unto them, Bring of the fish which you have now caught.
I want to talk this Sunday morning specifically out of this verse. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. I want to talk about fishing on the right side. Again, last Sunday we talked about fishing on the wrong side. And the reason why we talked about fishing on the wrong side, because Jesus gave them a command to take their nets and take them to the other side. If they were not catching anything on the other side, obviously they were fishing on the wrong side. And he specifically says, take your nets and cast them now on the right side. And that's what we want to talk about this Sunday morning, fishing on the right side. If you have not been with us for the last 3 weeks, let me remind you of what's going on here. This is the Monday after the first Sunday. The Monday after the first Sunday that Jesus rose from the dead. After he rose from the dead, of course, you know that he has a conversation in a cemetery with a woman by the name of Mary. They have this conversation in this garden, and Mary hears this voice, and the voice says, Mary, and she turns and says, Master. I argue that it's the most important conversation in the Bible, because when the Master said Mary, and Mary said Master, and lets us know that he still is. And because he still is, each one of us can go to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And I still hear his voice, and I hope you still hear his voice. She then runs and goes tell the other disciples that he is risen. The Bible says that Peter and John come and look in the tomb. Peter is too scared to go in, but John does go in and see that napkin, that linen napkin that's still on the floor of the tomb, letting him know that it's finished, because when you finish with your meal, you put your napkin on your plate, a napkin back on your table, letting him know that it was finished there. But all of us know it was not finished in the atmosphere. The Bible says that that evening that they were held up in a room, they were held up in a house for fear of the Jews. And that night that Jesus walks in, he doesn't open a door, he doesn't come through a window, he doesn't come down the chimney like Santa Claus, he just appears and shows up in the midst. And the first thing he says unto them is, Peace be unto you. I know you're scared. I know you've got anxiety. I know you've lost your job. I know that stimulus check is gone already with your bills. You still got bills to pay. You've been laid off. You can't get through the unemployment line. They keep putting you on hold. You keep getting knocked out. But he says, Peace be unto you. You got loved ones who have died. You can't go to the funeral. You got loved ones who are sick. You can't visit them in the hospital. Peace be unto you. He reminds them, I'm sure, about their calling and what he has asked them to do, because he tells them there in that chapter 20 that, you know, go out and forgive people's sins. He says, if you forgive their sins, I will forgive their sins. If you don't forgive their sins, then I
forgive themselves. And he gives them ultimate power. He gives them ultimate power. My children, I love to play Uno, and now there's this new card in Uno that I just came about. I guess last year, we didn't have this when I was growing up. There's this new card in Uno. It's a wild card, but it's blank. Can I get a witness saying y'all got to play Uno now? It's blank. And you can decide what you want it to say. You can switch cards with another player. You can make someone pick four. You can skip somebody. You can reverse it. You can do whatever you want to do with this card. But God got some witnesses from some parents in here because it's blank. And that's what he gives them. He gives them a blank wild card. Help me, Holy Ghost. That whatever you want to write in, whatever you decide, in that if you go preach my gospel and you go forgive sins, you've got the wild card to go do my bidding. That night, instead of doing what Jesus asked him to do, by taking this gospel to the four corners of the world, they go fishing. They go fishing, and the Bible says that they caught nothing. He asked them, do you have any meat? Do you have any meat? Not because he wanted something to eat. He's really kind of joking with them. He's really, because he already know the answer to the question. He's really messing with them. Have y'all caught anything? The answer was that they didn't catch anything. That next morning, he tells them, cast your nets on the other side. We know that these men were fishing on the wrong side. We learned last week there's nothing wrong with the water, the same water that they had caught fish on before as they were commercial fishermen. That was the same water. Ain't nothing with this water. Nothing with water wrong with the water that we were on. That's not the reason why the fish weren't biting. And there's nothing wrong with the word of God because this is the living water. Jesus told that woman who was there at that well that if you just drink from my water, you will never thirst again. Those of us who know this word and have this word hidden in our heart, we will never thirst again. We won't have to get depressed. We won't have to get anxiety. We won't have to get issues of life because we know the word and we know that victory. Somebody, that the victory is through Jesus Christ. You don't have to worry about anything. The victory is already yours. If you know this water, we also know there was nothing wrong with the nets. Same nets that had been catching fish before could still catch them. It wasn't nothing wrong with the nets. And there's some traditions of the church. There's nothing wrong with it. I know we want to do these new things, and these people are talking about doing church differently. That the old church got us through slavery. The old church got us through Jim Crow. The old church got us through lynching. The old church got us where we are right now. Ain't nothing wrong with the nets. A whole lot of these songs y'all be hearing on the radio and these praise and worship, they ain't going to be singing up in heaven. Most of them ain't got no scriptural basis, no how. Oh, but it sounds good. Got a good beat to wing. There ain't nothing wrong with the net. And the third and finally, I told you last week, ain't nothing wrong with the fish either. Fish just don't stay on one side of an aquarium, Scott. I've seen yours. Great God, I'm saying here. God, Scotty. You've been tired of all them fish, Scotty. Ain't nothing wrong with the fish. The fish weren't hiding on one side of the Sea of Galilee. The fish weren't hiding on one side of the boat. The fish didn't see a net on one side and said, no, we're going to stay on this side. The problem was is that the disciples were being disobedient. And anytime we are disobedient, all of us who claim to be disciples of Jesus Christ, anytime we are disobedient, we're not going to prosper. This catching nothing has nothing to do with really catching the fish. It's about prospering, about having success. It's about growing. It's about having victory. And when we are not obedient, we cannot have the victory. That's why Jesus comes on the ship and says, cast your nets on the right side. And this right side not just at least about being on the right side of a physical structure. This right side means be on my side. Be on the side of righteousness. Do what I have asked you to do. Be righteous in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul. And when you do that, you will gain everything that I have for you. There are five things that I want you to look at this text and see, and then we'll be on our way. First thing I want you to see is the disciples' ignorance. I want you first to see the disciples' ignorance. Jesus is talking. He's there even in the physical, but they can't see him. He's there talking. He's there on the shore in the physical, not in the spiritual, but in the physical. But they look right through him. I have to be honest with y'all. The Bible says confess your faults. And one of my faults, don't y'all give me no amens, but I've been accused of looking through people. I said, don't. Then I could be looking you dead in your mouth, dead in your face, but paying nothing to what you're saying. I said, don't give no amens. You know, you can look them dead in their eyes, dead in their face, but you're looking through them. And that's what these disciples are doing. They're looking through Jesus because they don't really care what he has to say, because what he has to say is be obedient to what I told you to do. Their ignorance will not allow them to do what Jesus has asked them to do. And just like blind Bartimaeus, they're not blind in the physical, they're blind in the spiritual. And any of us who do not do what Jesus asks us to do are blind in the spiritual. They did not know that it was him. Even though they saw him, they didn't want to know. Help me, somebody, that it was him. Because Jesus has told a whole lot of us to do some things, and we don't do it. But more importantly, Gail, God has told us to do some things we should not do, and has specifically told us not to do something. Don't call them back. Don't go with them. Don't buy it. Don't get in the gimmick. Don't sell it. It's a gimmick. Don't scratch it off. To get in trouble right now. Somebody just done cut it off right now. Don't scratch it off. Don't play it off. He's told us a whole lot of things not to do, but we just ignore him. That's ignorance. Preach up in here, leave it. First of all, see their ignorance. But then I want you to see their distance. I want you to see their distance. They're out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. He on the shore. Nobody won't say no on that side. He on the shore. They out in the middle of the sea. They hear his voice, but they act like they can't see. I don't know if it's foggy. I don't know if it's raining. I don't know. But they do hear his voice because they answer his question. But their distance from him won't allow them to do what he asked them to do. And that's what happens with a lot of us. See, God ain't going nowhere. I don't believe in this thing. God is doing a new thing. He done already gave us Jesus, and Jesus ain't going nowhere. It's our distance from him that causes our disobedience. And that's why a lot of us are fishing on the wrong side, because we're too far away. Yes, sir. Help me, somebody. We're too far away from him. Wow. Now, one thing Rona has done, Rona done brought a lot of people closer to Jesus. But Rona has done a whole lot of people praying, a whole lot of people who ain't never watched this before, ain't never been in church before, ain't never stepped in nobody's foot. But there's somebody this morning, praise God for you. I'm not picking at you, just telling you the truth. Hope you come back next week. Rona has brought you to the living water, that you know you can't make it on your own, that you know you can't fix this problem, that you know you can't solve this issue, that you know you need more than just one stimulus check. You need Jesus, but you've been so far away. Come back to Jesus. See their ignorance. See their distance. But then see their performance. See their performance. He says, cast your nets to the other side. Now, this is what happens with a lot of us. We make fools of ourselves. We try to do it our way. Then we want to do it Jesus' way. Now, the thing is, you could have kept a whole lot of your peace. You could have kept a whole lot of your sanity. You could have kept a whole lot of your money. You could have kept your car. But you didn't do it the Lord's way. And the Lord, you know, yeah, sometimes the Lord will allow us to make mistakes. But I've been living with the Lord and walking with him long enough to know that I could not have made that mistake if I just listened to him. Help me, somebody. The first time. I mean, because even though we have choices, even though you have done some things and talked about some things and dealt with some issues in your life, even before you made that wrong choice, you had the option and a moment to make the right decision. He gives you that. He gives you that time. He gives you. That's why when I counsel people who have anger management problems, no witnesses up in here. Most of y'all undiagnosed. They got an anger management problem. I tell them, you know, you before you pop off at the mouth, breathe. Take a moment. You don't have enough time, I know, to think about the repercussions of what you're about to do. But first of all, take a moment and breathe and say, hold. And in that moment, if you know the Spirit of God and the Spirit of God is in you, the Spirit of God will tell you how to react. Not in the carnal, which is our flesh, but in the Spirit. I'm preaching up in here, leave it. And he will give you that moment to perform correctly. And they get in a place where they can't do nothing, can't find nothing, can't grant nothing. So now they decide, after they have tried it their own way, when Jesus already told them the right way, now they want to do it his way. Oh, what peace. We often forfeit all what needless pain we bear because we do not do it the way that Jesus has told us to do it in the first place. See their ignorance. See their distance. But now see their performance because it wasn't working out their way, so now they want to try Jesus. And after you try Jesus and realize you were wrong and that his way is better, it will lead you to repentance. Watch it. Peter gets baptized again. What the Bible say? I ain't make this up, Cliff. The Bible says he jumped in the water. Help me be Baptist. Help me be Baptist today. The Bible says he took off all his clothes, put the coat back on him, and that nakedness might not be gale in the physical, but he had to become transparent to himself. Not naked in the physical, because I wouldn't want to be on that boat. I'd have jumped off. But he's naked into himself. He's naked to his feelings. He's naked to his heart. He's naked and exposed to his reality. And so he had to cover himself up and jump in the water to be baptized. And then he swims to Jesus. That's repentance, my brothers and my sisters. When you realize you messed up, you ask God to forgive you of your sins and your trespasses, and then you run unto him. That's repentance. I want you to see this repentance in the Bible. In this world, not this country, this world needs to repent right now. During this pandemic, we all need to jump in the water. We all need to be baptized in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost, and see our problems, see our issues, see where we have messed up, and ask God to forgive us. Turn from our wicked way. Don't you forget that part of the scripture. Turn from our wicked way. Turn from our wicked way. Turn from our wicked ways. Turn from our wicked way. And then and only then. When we hear from heaven, and he's going to heal the land. See their ignorance. See their distance. See their performance. See their repentance. But third and finally, see their abundance. See their ignorance. See their distance. See their performance. See their repentance. But third and finally, I'm sorry, usually I do three, five. Lee, I want you to see their abundance. The Bible says they caught 153 fish. John is so very careful enough to tell you and number them. That is 153. He just doesn't say it's a lot. He just doesn't say many. But he gives you a number. Because if God knows every hair on your head, he knows every fish in your net. And he wants you to know that God is going to give you an abundance of blessings if you are obedient unto him. And I want you to see what happens is that after they put their nets on the right side, they catch everything and get everything that God has for them. This fish represents every blessing, everything that God has for us. And we can live in abundance even in the midst of a pandemic. One of our members, and I'm sure she's not the only one, sent us a check for $120. She tithed off of her stimulus check. Sure, she's not the only one. But she gave back to Jesus what Caesar had given to her. Oh, God be praised for her. And for all of you else who might have tithed off of that stimulus check. The Bible says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, unto God what is God. She gave God back what Caesar had already stole from her. And she wanted to thank God that now she has enough. If you're able to give off what Caesar has already stole, that means you're living the abundant life. And I know there's some people in here struggling. I was talking to a young girl the other day at a funeral. She said she lost her job. She's a pharmaceutical rep. And I would think as a pharmaceutical rep, they would need more pharmaceutical reps selling drugs during the pandemic. But she lost her job. Her whole region, her whole territory got laid off. But she said, I ain't worried. She said, I got my unemployment check, and I'm doing it all right. And I need an all right witness right now. There's somebody here, wherever you are. I know we're going through a pandemic. I know even if you have lost your job, I know that you might not be thinking things are going to work out. But I'm here to tell you the victory is in the name of Jesus. I'm come here to declare and name it right now and put my foot on the devil's head and say, you can't steal my joy. You can't steal my happiness. You can't steal everything that God has already given for me. Everything the locust stole, I know God is going to give it back. And I'm living right now the abundant life. I ain't got a whole lot. I done lost my job. I can't do what I used to do. I can't travel. I can't buy. I can't even get on Amazon. But I'm living the abundant life because I got peace that surpasses all understanding. And when you do what God wants you to do and you do what God has asked you to do, when you fish on the right side of the boat and don't do it your way, I come to declare you will live the abundant life. Won't he do it every time? Ain't the Lord all right? Witness wherever you are. Stand on your feet in your home. Call, take a seat. Get turned over if you're on the radio. If you're driving by your car, pull over and put your hands together and say thank you. Say thank you. And I'm living the abundant life. And I know if they're like us, they got out that hot sauce. They got out that mustard. They got out that white bread. And they had a fish fry. I said they had a fish fry right on the side of Galilee. Say it. Say yes! Won't he do it every time? Yes, my Lord! Hot sauce, baby! Right there on the Sea of Galilee. He will do it. He will provide. And you will live the abundant life. Give God praise today if you are a witness for my Lord.